Schlil.
Epi prosevekistasite.
Irini pasi. The Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels, through the prayer of your saints.
Pray for the gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our masters, those who are bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, report them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of a soul, the salvation of a soul, the hope of a soul, the healing of a soul, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand up in the fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, pure disciple, St. Luke. May his blessing with us. Amen.
Be'o nafsho be'o fa pen noti pen shoinin tini tiro amin.
A reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stop your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we have glory forever. Amen. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord has shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made signs to his father what you'd have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them, and all these things were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their heart, saying, "What kind of child will this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him with fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness, and the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace." So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The name of